We'll have no other king but King Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Stand with me in the honor of the reading of God's word, please. Today I've chosen to read from the Geneva Bible. You know where the Geneva Bible came from?
Where?
Well,
in the Pilgrim Land?
In Switzerland. But it was brought over on the Mayflower with the pilgrims. That was the Bible they brought with them. And we're going to read from the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms, which you probably are pretty well familiar with. So reading from the Geneva Bible, beginning at verse 1 of Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to rest in green pastures, and leadeth me by the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the sight of mine adversaries. Thou dost anoint mine head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Doubtless kindness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall remain a long season in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Needless to say, the promises of the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms are many great promises, and particularly as we're discussing today, I'm calling this Mayflower Day. Mayflower Day here at Seacoast Christian Academy. And the opportunity to share, but can you think about the fact if you were called to go on a boat, a big boat, and you were going to leave friends and family, and you were going to cross in the ocean, and it was going to be a very difficult time. You would certainly be spending a lot of time praying, and they did before they left, they prayed, and you can imagine through the storms of the North Atlantic Sea, which are very cold, and we live, of course, on the Atlantic Ocean, don't we? Not far from here. And the storms were so rough, and it was so cold and so treacherous that they were praying this psalm, the 23rd psalm, and I chose to read it from the Geneva Bible, and most people aren't familiar with the language, a little bit different than the King James translation, not much, but a little bit. But doubtless kindness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall remain a long season in the house of the Lord. How many of you, young as you are, want to have kindness and mercy follow you all the days of your life? I do. By the way, do you think I'm kind of tall?
Yes.
Yes.
You're almost tall as Small Paul.
What's that?
You're almost as tall as Small Paul.
Small Paul came by last week. He was a little taller.
Really?
Yes.
Taller than a few. Not many, but the people on the Mayflower were definitely not as tall as me. In fact, many of them were probably not a whole lot taller than you. So it was difficult to be, and they had to go on below deck, what they call below deck. There's a surface deck. How many of you have ever been to Plymouth, Massachusetts? Anybody? Good. There's a few of you here. I hope before long all of you will go there, because Plymouth is America's hometown. That's pretty strange. A lot of people might think Philadelphia is America's hometown because of the Constitution and the Declaration and so forth and so on. But no, actually America started in Plymouth. And of course, Plymouth Rock is there. It's a lot smaller than it used to be. Did you have a question? You have a question? Yes, these are all buttons. They're called pewter.
But how do they connect?
They connect.
they're sewed on, just kind of like on your shirt, you have buttons sewed on. That's a good question. These are called pewter buttons because in the day they used certain metal, like pewter, to make cups, to make buttons. And actually, if you ran out of money, you could cut off some of your buttons and have a handful of buttons, and you could use that for money, because buttons were harder to come by then than buttons today. You go in the button store or go into a sewing store and buy buttons. They're not very expensive, but they were then. So all of these that are on here, they're pewter buttons. And of course, you can button it up and put your collar up and stay warm. So there were reasons why. And of course, this hat is called a tricon hat or a tri-corner hat. It had three corners on it, yes? Okay, we'll move on from there. I want to read you something that I think is very interesting. And thus they found the Lord to be with them in all their ways, for which let his holy name have the praise forever to all posterity. Do you know when that was written, at the time of the Mayflower, in Plymouth, they were looking forward. I'm looking forward too, to my posterity. Who knows what posterity is? One person said, oh, posterity, that's what you sit on. No, posterity is not what you sit on, that's posterior. That's not a bad word or anything, but posterity means those who come after you. And so your teachers and myself today, I'm looking at you as my posterity, that you're going to come after me. After I'm gone, you're still here because you're much younger than I am. I'm 72 years old. So you're going to be here long after I am. And hopefully what I have started and what your teachers have started, you will carry that on in your generation. And so our founders, both there at Plymouth and then later, of course, in the American Revolution and the War for American Independence, they thought about not only themselves, they thought about their posterity. Right? Say that word with me. Posterity.
Posterity.
Well, let me read you just a little bit about why, of course, this is such a great day to have as the Mayflower Day. Because yesterday was Constitution Day, when we had our Constitution was signed. And of course, the Constitution, and by the way, we have the Mayflower Compact with us today. We could hand those out, please. I know you're a lot younger, but some of the other ones, but I think we'd like you all to have that and take it home with you. Show it to your parents and show it to your friends, whatever. You may not completely understand what it all means, but that's okay. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But I just want to tell you, it's a tremendous blessing to me be with you here today, because people ask me, you know, how come you don't, at this time of your life, why don't you do something else, like, you know, spend your time fishing, or spend your time on a boat, or spend your time wherever. I said, the best thing I can do with my life, because I am the posterity of other people who gave to me, and so I want to give to you. I want to share with you those things that can help you in your life, that you can take with you throughout your whole life. And also, this week, September 16th, commemorates, as we remember, that by the Gregorian calendar, and I won't explain that to you, your teachers can explain the difference there, the Julian calendar, Gregorian calendar, but 102 passengers. Say that with me, 102 passengers were on Mayflower. And those people were called the Pilgrims. And of course, the ship that they were on, with the blessings of their 75th pastor, John Robinson. John Robinson stayed in Leyden in Holland because a lot of the people were too old to go on the voyage. A lot of people don't know that. Some things some people are too old for. I have to say that sometimes when people ask me, could you come and help me carry my furniture up 3 flights of stairs? I say, no, I can't. I'm too old for that. I did that already. So you have to get somebody else. So many of them did not go because the pastor said, we're going to stay here and we're going to raise money for you and we're going to stay in touch with you, but we all can't go. And of course, actually, and I didn't share this with the first group, but I'll share it with you, 2 ships set up. One of them, the Speedwell, didn't make it because it started to leak and was sinking. So the people said, you know what? I don't think the Lord wants us to go. Now, this is an important point to you, and you're not too young to understand this. In everything we do, we want to ask the Lord what he wants us to do. We want his blessing on us, right? You want to be blessed?
Yes.
You don't want to be cursed, do you?
No.
Oh, cursing's not good. But we want the blessing, so they decided the Speedwell was going to make it, so they said, you know what, we're going to turn around and go back. We're going to sell stuff. We'll send you money. We'll help you out. The interesting thing was, people say that the reason why they came here was for religious freedom. But that's not exactly true. The reason they came here is because of you children. Because of their children. Let me explain how. In Leiden, Holland, just like Holland and Amsterdam and so forth today, is very liberal. You can do anything you want in those places. Well, that was true of those days. So they decided to leave, not because they didn't have religious freedom. They didn't care. You can have whatever religion you want, none or some or weird religion or anything else. But the reason they left was for their children. The reason why I do a lot of what I do is for the American children. Because I don't want you to get caught up in things just like what happened there. They had to leave because they didn't want their children to end up in heathen, evil, malicious, immoral, unchristian, unbiblical behavior. Now, that's a lot for you to take in, and I'm speaking more to your hearts than I am necessarily to your minds here. But that's very important. So their 66-day journey of 2,750 miles encountered storms so rough the beam supporting the main mast cracked. It was propped back in place with a giant iron screw. They had to carry a lot of tools with them on the ship because ships in rough water in those days, they weren't made of iron. So they had to fix things. They had to carry pitch, which comes off of pine trees and stuff. If the ship was kind of leaking, they'd smear the pitch and it would harden and keep some of the water from coming in. It was very difficult. I also want to mention to you that many people, some millions of Americans like myself, are descendant of people on the Mayflower. Millions all over the country. So when we say this is our country, this is our country that we fought for, that we bled for, that we prayed for, we've lived and died for. And so another interesting thing is, and you can pay close attention to this, if you were a badly behaved child in the Plymouth colony, of course they believed in punishment, but the person that gets punished was your parents. Can you imagine that? The parents were put in the stocks. If they had a badly behaved child, they put the parents in the stocks. The stocks, does anybody know what the stocks are? You had to bend over like this. Yes?
So the stocks are, it's a wooden rectangle on the pole with a hole for your neck and your arm. And you have to stand.
That's right. Not a comfortable thing, right? Nobody would want to be in those. But they put the parents in there, and this is the reason why. This is important. And think about this, because when you are not behaving like you should, you bring problems for your teachers, you bring problems for your parents. And it was believed in the Plymouth colony, if the parents did not properly raise and discipline their children, that affected everybody in the colony. Can you imagine that in America today if we said, hey, parents, if your children are ill-behaved and misbehaved, we're going to put you in the stocks because you haven't done your job. That might not be the case that the parents, maybe the parents did do their job and the kids just did what they did. Sometimes they do that. So I thought that was pretty interesting when I read that. I said, wow, that really gives you the incentive to recognize that they believe their children. And it was a book came out years ago called It Takes a Village. Unfortunately, that book was not of the right caliber for us to read, and it doesn't cover it, but that's what they believed in Plymouth. It took a village, people in community, just like we have a community here in this church. And in this school is a community. And many times we're referred to as the Christian community, or the community of the Bible Speaks Church, or the community of the Seacoast Christian Academy, being part of a community, not being the Lone Ranger running off on your own. And so, during the Pilgrim's Voyage, a man died and a mother gave birth. Imagine for you, a mother giving birth on a rough trip on the ocean in the ship. Intending to land in Virginia, they were blown off course to Massachusetts. Sometimes what we plan doesn't work out with our plan. But my prayer is for you and for myself as well, that my plan and God's plan are like this. Like this. And like we say, Jesus and me are tight. You know, people use it in common. Jesus and me are tight. Me and God's word are tight. Me and the original intention of America are tight. And for all of you, as young as you are, there's great hope. Don't listen to all the people out there that are saying America's too bad and America's a bad country and there's nothing you can do about it. No. You know how we make America a better country? By listening to the Lord and following His ways, and by you living a life for the Lord. You can make this a better country. Now, does it take a while for that to happen? Maybe so. But if the Lord gives us the time, we can do it. So with the weather too dangerous to sail, the captain insisted they disembark. With no king-appointed person on board with authority to take charge, the Pilgrim gave themselves authority and created their own government, the Mayflower Compact. That's what I gave you out this morning, because that is one of the most important documents in America. And most people have never seen it. I have spoken at 50 state houses in America, all 50, including Maine and Augusta. I have asked legislators, the people that are elected to office to represent us, just like in the colony there, they had elected representatives. I've asked them, have you ever read the Mayflower Compact? Do you know I have not found one of them that has read it? And many of them, I said, have you ever read the U.S. Constitution? No. Have you ever read the Declaration of American Independence? No. These are principal founding documents of America, and every American needs to read them. Every American, that means you. Is everybody in here an American? Who's not an American? We're all Americans. We need to read them. And people who come here, who want to become Americans, they need to read them too. So that they know what country they're coming to, and if they really want to come here. Because the people who came here on the Mayflower, and then shortly thereafter, in what is called the Great Migration. After, it's kind of funny, isn't it? It's like when you go hunting. I don't know how many of you probably have fathers that go hunting in Maine. A lot of people hunt, get put meat on the table. You know, you create a path in the woods, you know, you hope that's just going to be for you. But once you've created the path and taken your bow and your machete and cut trees out of the way, other people want to go on that same path. Well, that's what happened with the Mayflower. They made the voyage and all the suffering. Many of them died the first year. But they made a path for other people to come. And in the period of time from 1630 to 1640, millions of other people came over, what was called the Great Migration. They said, now that you've made a place for us in the New World, we're going to come and join you. Yes. Okay. So we're going to close with a...
Well, actually, we have one more question over here.
Okay.
Right here. He said the Plymouths really landed at Plymouth Rock. Is that true?
No, not the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims landed.
Actually, that's a good question. They landed in Provincetown Harbor, which is kind of down the road, you might say. That's a very good question. But the monuments are in Plymouth, and Plymouth Rock is in Plymouth. And of course, part of the reason they wanted to go there, because they went out in small boats looking for a place to get onto land. And the reason they went there is because of a very simple thing, and it's called water. They found fresh water. Yeah?
There was one more question over here.
Okay.
How much money were those buttons worth?
Well, that's a good question, because we'd have to compare it to today's. Probably each one of these buttons was probably worth about $10.
Wow.
By today's standards.
Thank you so much. Before you leave, Pastor, I'd like to ask everyone to hold their hands up like this and put them down next to you. Do you feel something like this?
Yes.
How did it get here?
By God.
God made this?
No.
Kind of, but who between God and this? What happened? Yes, David.
God made the material for it, and man made it.
God made the material and made the people that made it, right? So what you're sitting on, somebody made. How about behind you? Is there wood behind you?
Yeah.
Did God make the trees?
Yes.
Did people turn it into a bench?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a church right now?
Yes.
Did God make the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's part of God, right? The people built the church, right?
Yeah.
How about the school? Is it God's school?
Yes.
Amen. Did he build, do people make the school together?
Yes.
Yes. What country are we in?
America.